Order, order.
While I'm prepared to accept things aren't going brilliantly for the New Zealand economy, all I can say is they're going better than they are for the Labour Party.
But it was Mr Key's National Party that, within the hour, was waving goodbye to their MP for Botany, Pansy Wong.
Recently, questions were raised about the use of my parliamentary travel entitlements. These questions related to a 2008 end-of-year trip to China and Malaysia.
And there were more questions about that trip addressed to Mr Key by Labour's Pete Hodgson.
Would he be surprised to learn that, having approved his minister's private travel to China in December 2008, Mrs Wong was greeted in Lian Yongong by a large pre-printed banner which translated read, "Warm welcome to New Zealand Cabinet Minister to visit and inspect our company," close quote. Does he therefore still believe the trip was private and the mistake unplanned and inadvertent?
The right Speaker,
to the latter part of the question, yes, and to the former part of the question, no, because when one goes to China and one is an important person, often there are banners. I accept that that member would never had one other than goodbye and see you later.
The Speaker had a similar response to Pete Hodgson's request for a snap debate on Pansy Wong.
I received a letter for an urgent debate from the Honourable Pete Hodgson seeking to debate under Standing Order 380, the announcement that Pansy Wong has accepted that she breached Cabinet Manual rules in her conduct as a minister and will be resigning from Parliament as a result. The member provided no authentication for the statement set out in his letter. An anticipated announcement cannot be a particular case of recent occurrence. The application is therefore declined.
But then there was this request from the government's Leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, I seek leave for the Honourable Pansy Wong to make her valedictory statement forthwith.
Is there any objection to that course of action being followed? There is none. I call the Honourable Pansy Wong.
Mr Speaker, it was beyond my wildest dreams when 14 years ago in 1996, a girl born in Shanghai, China, who grew up in a Hong Kong apartment where eight families share a single kitchen and bathroom, delivered her historical maiden speech as New Zealand's first Member of Parliament of Asian ethnicity.
Pansy Wong said achievement of her dream would not have been possible without the support of her husband, Sammy.
It will forever wait on my conscience how my continuing political pursuit has placed huge demands and constraints on my husband. And I have decided this will no longer be the case. Often my brother in Christchurch told me that Right Honourable John Key, our Prime Minister, is the person who can turn New Zealand around for a better future. I agree with him. And it is apparent that my mistake has become a distraction to the Prime Minister and the government.
Pansy Wong said she was proud to be called the Kiwi daughter of the dragon by Chinese media.
The journey has been remarkable, and it is time for me to exit the political life. Sammy, I am coming home.
Back in question time, Transport Minister Stephen Joyce played the age card in response to this question from the Greens' Gareth Hughes.
When will the Minister admit that all the evidence demonstrates that public transport, like the CBD rail loop in Auckland, is a better way to cut congestion and reduce commuter stress than wasting billions on his pet uneconomic motorways?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Mr Speaker, I have to say that I think that the Member's suggestion is reasonably adolescent, if I may say so, because debating which projects should proceed does not meet unquestioning support for any project on the grounds that one transport mode is good and another one is bad. We have to be slightly more mature than that.
Question number 7, the Honourable Annette King.
Very arrogant.
Order.
Age 29, Gareth Hughes is the youngest MP in the House, which welcomes its newest member, Labour's Chris Farfoy, who delivered his maiden speech before the dinner break. He takes his seat after winning the by-election in the Mana electorate, triggered by the resignation of Luamanaveo Winnie Laban. Parliament resumes for its final sitting day of the year at 2 p.m. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.